2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by the Cabins at Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome to a brand new day. As always, it's a pleasure to have you with us on another beautiful Saturday. A couple of wild days of weather leading into the weekend, but it looks like for the rest of the 7 day period, just about anything you want to do in the outdoors, except for getting up Little Cottonwood Canyon, is going to be open for business. They're still doing some cleanup, I think, up there this morning.
And I think Highway 60 is closed. Hopefully it's open, you know.
Yeah,
right now,
that storm that passed through here on Thursday dropped a lot of water in a hurry and surprised a lot of folks. The strange thing was we were reporting that the mudslides that closed a lot of those canyons didn't necessarily happen in burn scar areas, which was, you know, nobody was looking for that, but caused all kinds of problems. We'll try and keep an eye on Little Cottonwood and Spanish Fork Canyon and other places that were affected from that storm. Anyway, good morning. I'm Tim Hughes. Russ Smith is also here from Sky Call.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
What kind of week have you had?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, it is so dang busy, and we're running so fast.
You can't remember a minute ago when you're old, Tim.
Yeah. Well, that's the good news.
It was a good week.
Good.
Let me say.
That's the good news. Navidauskas is also in studio with us, counting down the days to school probably at this point.
Yes, counting them down.
When do you start?
I start Thursday or Wednesday, actually.
Next week.
Optional. Yeah, I've a few days left.
Before the kids come to the classroom, right?
Right. I get kids a week from Monday.
Yeah. Look, I was going to do a rundown of what was coming up on the show today, but I know we've actually got a guest on the phone. I don't want to leave him hanging. And it's somebody you're familiar with, Navi, more than the rest of us in the room.
Right. This is Yusuke Yamanaka. He's an amazing kid. I know him very well. He was my son's roommate at the University of Utah. Mm. And after graduating in Japan, he was a football player, actually. He came to University of Utah to play lacrosse and graduated the University of Utah. Then went back to Japan, worked. I guess he got sick of working because now he's riding his bike. He's riding his bike from, I think, Anchorage, Alaska to Argentina. It's a crazy idea.
Wow.
But I follow him on that Instagram thing. And he goes by a Samurai Eddie, and he's crazy, and I love him. And by the way, he's on the air.
Samurai Eddie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I want to know where the nickname come from. Did Mike hang that on you, or did you have that when you arrived here in Utah?
It is actually my middle name because I was born in the United States, and I have a middle name, Edward. So,
all right.
Yeah, I just name samurai.eddie for Instagram.
I love it.
Yeah.
I saw some of the pictures.
Kind of catchy.
Yeah, it is catchy. And that's I'll remember it much better than remembering your given name, so that's good. I can
Yusuke
call you Samurai.
Yamanaka.
Yeah.
I enjoyed some of the photos from you and Vicky's ski trip to Japan. That looked like it was a ton of fun.
Oh, you saw that.
Yeah. I saw some of the some of the video too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we went to the North Island for ski, snowboarding. We went to the Niseko, and it was so good.
Yeah. Where did this idea come from that you're doing right now, this ride from Anchorage to where?
Argentina, Ushuaia, very south point of Argentina. Because one of the Japanese cyclists did whole all of the world cycling tour, and he wrote a book, and that book inspired me, and I just wanted to do that.
So. Wow. I love the footage. You got buffalo crossing the road in front of you. Got bears in your camp. Let me tell you, nothing is going to be as bad as Central America. And if I could do anything, I would convince you to fly from, like, Mexico to Central South America and leave Central America alone. Those gangs are much more vicious than buffalo or bears.
Okay. Well, do a little cyclist cross in Mexico, so... I don't know. Probably fine.
Yeah. Well,
fine in Mexico. Yeah.
You told us before we jumped on the air that you are close to Whitefish, Montana. So, how many days and what kind of distance have you traveled so far?
I count in kilometers. It's about 3,500 kilometers so far, which is, I don't know, in a mile. Yeah, but I usually cycle like 60 miles per day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have places mapped out where you're going to stay, or is it just a matter of how you feel and, you know, whether the weather is cooperating or not?
Well, yeah, I just checked the map, and it's really depending on the road. And I actually heard a lot of information from local people, and then I decide where I go, usually.
You know, Yusuke, I've watched you. You're in a kayak. You're fishing. You're eating fish. You're in Canada. You're with pretty girls playing volleyball. And then you're at the top of a ski resort. You know, you're not taking a straight line, that's for sure. Oh, we lost him?
I don't know. Are we losing you?
Sorry?
Yeah, we lost you there.
Your phone was cutting out a little bit.
Okay.
Navi says you're not taking much of a straight line. Looks like you're having, you know, going wherever the fun takes you.
Yeah. I just want to, I don't have a time limit now, so I just want to go wherever I want, and I want to see the world.
Are you going to pass through Salt Lake? A Whitefish is due north of us.
What did you say?
I says, are you going to go through Salt Lake? Whitefish is due north of us.
Okay. Yeah, Salt Lake, I'll go definitely.
How long? You said you didn't have a timeline for this, but how long do you think this is going to take you to accomplish the goal?
To Argentina?
Yeah.
I guess a couple of years.
Oh, a couple of years.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't decided any plans, so I'm actually not sure yet. But, yeah, it's financially okay. I just keep traveling.
So yeah, you're committed to actually doing this for 2 years if it takes that long?
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Yusuke, can you hear us? Okay, when did you start?
No, I want to go back to my question.
Yeah, 2 years.
We're just curious if this is going to take you years to do. Are you going to stay on the bike that long?
Yeah. 2 years bicycle.
Yeah.
Or something.
I want your bank account is what I want. I want your bank account. So you're independently wealthy, or you're just looking for real cheap ways to work along the way?
Well, I save up money for this travel. I worked for 4 years in Japanese company, and yeah, I think I got enough for 2 years. And I need to save money as much as I can anyway, but maybe 2 years is okay for me now.
Let me tell you something. This might sound foreign to a lot of our listeners, but it is a growing trend with young people, young successful people that come out of college, worked hard, get good jobs, both husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. They put all their money in the bank, and then they quit their jobs or go on hiatus, and they travel the world. I've heard several of these stories recently.
Yep, we see it a lot.
It's kind of a trend these days. Yeah. So, where are you headed next?
And when did you start?
When did I start for this journey?
Yes.
Middle of May, I flew to Anchorage. And, yeah, so it's almost 3 months right now.
Well, I would think you want to clear some of these northern states or out west before the snow starts to fly. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I like you wake up and say, I'm going to ride today, and that's it.
He's a man of few words. My only other question is one I'm sure everyone's wondering. How's your butt?
That's kind of personal.
Like
yeah, your butt. Does it hurt?
Well, at the first time, yeah, kind of. But now I get used to it, and I also wear the cycling pants with the thick patch.
Yeah.
It's okay now.
Are you carrying any gear with you at all? A backpack, or are there packs on the side of your bike? How are you carrying stuff, and what are you carrying?
I carry 4 tiny bags and 2 big bags. It's pretty heavy because I have a lot of stuff, like camera and computer stuff and food, water, tent, everything. Well, when I was in Yukon Territory in Canada, the area is super huge. So the grocery store to grocery store was like 500K, 600 kilometer. It's about like a 350 mile, I guess.
Yeah.
So I had to carry a lot of food like for a week. And so it was super heavy.
I'm sure.
Time. But now it's okay.
All right. So what's for dinner tonight? And will it be cooked or will it be cold?
Oh, for tonight?
Yeah.
Well, luckily, do you know Warm Showers, which is the website, and some random people can host to random cyclists.
Ah.
Yeah, and I just contacted some hosts in a little town called Kalispell, nearby the Whitefish, I guess.
Yeah.
And one of the guy hosts me tonight, so I don't need to cook.
They're gonna feed you
for the dinner and yeah.
Hey, when you come down to Salt Lake, just so you know, you stay at my house, and then if you're in time, we would like to get you on the show live, put you in studio here on a microphone, if you're still alive by then.
Sure.
If you're still alive by then, that's a nice sentiment.
I know.
Yeah. Look, Samurai Ed, Eddie.
Yeah.
We'll stay in touch with you. I don't know if we'll follow you for the entire 2 years, but now our audience is going to be curious where you are and whether you've accomplished your goal. All right?
Sure.
He's about 10 days away from us. So
yeah.
If he doesn't play too much.
If he doesn't find something more fun to do.
At 100K a day, you know, he'll be here in about 10 days.
Be careful out there, okay?
Okay.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you so much.
All right. Samurai Eddie, you got to love it.
He's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a great story.
It is. He made a lot of money. He had a big degree, and he worked in a steel company, and he said he worked too much and too long. He was going to take a couple years off.
Well, as I mentioned, there's a lot of people doing it, a lot of kids doing that these days.
A lot. We get a lot through the Airbnb that we say, well, what do you do for a living? Well, we quit our jobs.
Yeah.
And we're just going to take a year off.
This is how you do it. You're only young once, and all you have is memories. You can't take anything with you.
Yeah. I think I totally agree. This generation has the ability to do it. Our generation, I think, I'm sorry.
All right.
Tijuana.
That's our cue that we have to take
that's
a
right.
break.
We better get going.
We're
going
to do that. When we come back, some news of the week. Don't go away. We'll be right back. All right, guys, time for a little news of the week here. And thanks, by the way, for connecting us to Samurai Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm really serious about connecting with him now and then to see if he actually accomplishes the goal. But 2 years, that's a long time on a bicycle. News of the week, and it's all centered around, again, and I apologize, it feels like it's just a repeat, but craziness in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
There's a couple of stories out there. First of all, there's a picture of a guy who's petting a bison.
Okay.
Authorities say the man put himself and others in danger. He is standing on one of the wooden walkways. There's that short wooden white railing there.
Uh-huh.
The bison is right on the other side. He's petting the bison on the top of the head.
Trying to make a connection there.
Yeah. Well, he's going to get a connection, all right.
They're tame in Yellowstone, you know.
They're so cuddly.
Well,
I got a bison story after this.
Well, let me just read part of this. Officials are issuing a warning for national park visitors. Keep your distance. In a new video, a man is seen reaching out to pet a bison in Yellowstone. The park has since issued a statement and is in the process of investigating the illegal act. So it's important for this. The incident happened, I guess, just this past week. But on the heels of that, and this is hilarious, on the heels of that, and I thank our producer Matt Jalalian for actually posting this, the National Park Service has posted a sign that says wildlife petting chart. Okay. And it says hashtag keep wildlife wild. But they, if you've ever gone into a butcher shop and you see all the various cuts of meat that are outlined on the body of the cow, they've done that now on the bison for this wildlife petting chart. And on the head, it simply says nope. On the side of the head, it says, how fast are you?
Yeah.
Under the belly, it says, do you have insurance? In the middle, just across the shoulders of the bison, it says, vacation over. On the back, on the hump, it says, think again. On the rump, it says, ouch. And on the back leg, it says, no. That's the petting chart.
Glad they have a sense of humor there in the National Park. You know?
I was surprised to see that that's where it came from.
Yeah.
I also posted one that somebody put together, a meme of a couple of guys, well, it looks like a guy and a gal, actually, parking their car in the middle of the road, getting out, and there's a giant bison crossing, and they have photoshopped, obviously.
By the way, giant bison is redundant.
Yeah, right. they have photoshopped a danger sign on the side of it. It says, danger, do not touch. Not only will this kill you, it will hurt the whole time you're dying.
There you go. I like that.
That is good.
And then one more story that kind of dovetails into all of this. And believe it or not, I know this sounds really strange, but a Yellowstone tourist has now filed a complaint.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's a complaint about untrained grizzly bears in the park.
Yeah,
those trainers are not very good over there.
Well, they only have a short season to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
tourists pay a lot of money. Better give them what they want from the National Park Service. Here's the quote, and I believe this is coming from the National Park Service. Habituated bears are still wild bears and capable of inflicting serious injury or death. For your safety, remain within your vehicle when viewing and photographing roadside habituated bears. Always pull completely off the road. Well, you know all of the rundown, things you need to do to avoid impact. But that's the simple headline, that a Yellowstone tourist has filed a complaint now because the bears weren't behaving appropriately.
Oh, man.
You can't outlaw stupidity.
I know.
It's always going to be among us, I think.
I'm thinking about setting up a concession at the entrance of the park for bear treats, sown by the bag.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
Probably right there at the bottom of that post that has that animatronic eagle you're so fascinated with.
Bears.
All right. That's all the news of the week I've got this
week. That's plenty.
Hang on. When we come back, we're going to attempt to reach out on the Sky Call phone today to the high winners, 84-year-old Cordell Anderson. Is making his way back up. I think it's his first trip out, too, isn't it?
Pretty much so, I think. Yeah. He had a practice hike earlier in the year, but it didn't go that far.
First trip in a while.
You know you're old when they preface your age before your name.
84-year-old?
Yeah.
Luckily, they're not doing that with any of us just yet. All right, stand by. We've got a news update on the half hour. Don't go away.